The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus had fed the people, he made his disciples get into a boat and proceed him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
If you parked in the small parking lot on this side, chances are pretty good you got a greeting. The greeting came from my dog, who, when I leave the house, jumps up on the kitchen counter and looks for me. And his greeting is one that makes him sound like he's about a 100-pound dog rather than 39 pounds. Must be that bit of chihuahua in him. But he sounds a little bit fierce. And in fact, he can be a little scary sometimes if you startle him. But the funny part of it is, this tough little street fighter dog is scared of loud noises. So things like fireworks, or nearby thunder, or loud vehicles can scare him. Now, living in Midland, the loud vehicles happen quite often, because I don't think there are any exhaust systems on trucks around here. But I can't even walk him on Saginaw on the sidewalks, because when a large gravel truck or something goes by, he usually almost trips me because he runs in and gets right up against my legs. And I read recently that dogs are the only domesticated animal that, when they are scared, run towards humans rather than away. Everything else will run off on their own, but dogs will run at us, seeking protection and safety. Well, it's curious to listen to this calming of the storm, if you will, for Peter, because he had enough faith to trust that Jesus was going to be there for him. And when Jesus called him, he immediately went out. But his faith was a little rocky. Perhaps yours is like that. I know mine is. There are times when I have extreme confidence in God's presence in my life, but then I usually fall short at one time or another. And it's also curious what Peter did. He immediately turned back to Jesus and said, "Save me." And Jesus did. Which is also something I have a tendency to do. In those moments of real fear, real uncertainty, those feelings where we can feel alone, I call out to him. And I get the same response that Peter got. It's immediate. He's right there. Unfortunately, I don't learn that lesson very quickly, so I keep going through this same Groundhog Day effect. But deep down, wherever my faith is centered in my life, I know and understand that he will be there to save me, to save you, to save us. Peter's reaction was a pretty darn good example for us whenever we are scared, whenever we feel alone. To look to the one place, we'll get exactly what we need.